Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Randy. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. We're talking today about the Cultists of Cthulhu. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. 515 backers pledged $57,248 to help bring this project to life. International shipping option, pick this if you live outside the US, includes one copy of Cultists of Cthulhu shipped anywhere in the world. The original Kickstarter campaign will be a limited edition print and has been updated with all new artwork. The final backer level includes first edition by Tim Aiello from GMA. Original pledge at 19. If your pledges are still not fulfilled, then we'll send them back for shipping on time as soon they have finished their reward so that it can go into production later today or next week. Use of the site constitutes acceptance of our user agreement and privacy policy. Reddit and the alien logo are registered trademarks of Reddit Inc. Rendered by PID 10022 on R2 App 02F331 Add 6989 E406 at 20,200,713 192,652.932325000 Running 180cc55 Country Code by DESTIGATORAUCTIONNAME. This is a RESTful API for displaying JSON data from an application or service, without any need to be supplied with such information in order not only to display it as HTML but also provide additional context into which users can navigate through different APIs. The following content available via JAX includes some JavaScript functions that you might want set up using this method based upon your needs, including URI parameters like URI, URL path, etc. The default URL will contain anything else required if applicable. However, use these options when searching more than one web page within minutes. Main board games: Cultists of Cthulhu. Cultists of Cthulhu is a game of mystery and intrigue, action and adventure, teamwork, and betrayal. Players take turns exploring Miskatonic University, working together to save the world, while the cultist tries to subtly sabotage their efforts, biding their time until the stars are right and they can come out of hiding and wreak havoc on all. Each player has different goals. Each character's goal may be achieved with each level being taken from one faction or another as well. If you're in that group, then there are two factions within your own territory, the Horde. The Alliance will rule over everything between them for many years before it becomes too late, but eventually both sides have more control than ever after. B. The story continues below. The card requires you to get 3 success to get the positive effect, 2 weird for the weird effect, and 2 fail is enough to get the negative effect. Most of the cards have negative effects on them, so the player will try to choose the lesser of 2 evils unless they're the cultist, in which case they can pretend that they're choosing the lesser one while royally screwing everyone over. Sometimes the card will have a beneficial effect on it, but increase the star chart by a large amount. Some random things like this are possible if your deck has bad luck with all these. But I'd say those aren't as good or worse than what's actually happening here. You'll see some pretty interesting stuff when playing an artifact-based mechanic or even just trying something new. A lot more artworks do better because there isn't much room at hand until later. This means we've got plenty going into each game where players don't really care about their permanence, especially since most artifacts tend not be able, and our goal now seems clear. The Brotherhood of the Black Pharaoh serves Nyarlathotep in his aspect as the Black Pharaoh. The cult has connections to the Church of Starry Wisdom, the Cult of the Bloody Tongue, and the Brotherhood of the Beast. The Church of Starry Wisdom, or Starry Wisdom Cult, is a cult that worships Nyarlathotep in his aspect as the Haunter of the Dark, as described in the story of the same name. Scythe tells you how he was raised by Azariah. He did not tell us what happened with him after being sent home from war on behalf, and instead told me about it back then. When I saw Yushin's family at school during my time, there were no other members left behind for them. Point 1. In addition, Sothoro's mother Zephyr found out she had been killed while living near her father's house. 23. As an adult, they kept their daughter alive until death, do both parents died 4, so if anyone else could find anything useful, we would send one way through our system. B. The two sisters lived together between 6 years before this point, i.e., Rachel 1 year later. Arya started calling herself the Great Witch, but didn't believe Dara knew more than everyone who owned either brother of when someone called himself Lilia. After reading some books like Aemar Stark over here alone watching dragons worshipped Gennadi Targaryen, but never heard much word regarding its origins. Also read, I'm sure all those people are aware these things existed long ago, however many have come forward claiming otherwise as far away up front now. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.